So, the spirit of adoption. I had planned on talking about something else, but this example came up so, I don't know, sometimes God just puts things in your way that you have to talk about. And this time it was Asher. Asher told us, well, let's say the Asher story, but the verse. He said he hasn't gave us the spirit of adoption. I was thinking about it, and God doesn't just bring us into his family as a slave. It's like, hey, you guys, I want my little minions to go forth, and you guys are now there. Let's go forth and conquer the world. He doesn't do that. It's the spirit of adoption. And I was thinking about it, and it turns out, like, if God adopts you, it's very personal. It's not just a military coup or something like that. It's he wants you as part of his family. And the word Abba, Abba means father. And it's kind of like how Asher or Ayla, those are my two small children, would call me, like daddy or father. And that just makes it super personal. And the other part that was personal, now here's the personal story, is while we were traveling here, Asher said that he wanted to be adopted. And I thought that was a little strange because I'm his dad and, like, he's kind of dear to me. I don't want him to be adopted. He said he wanted to be with Tristan's family. I thought, well, at least they picked a good one. That's good. And so we kept on continuing from there. And then he said, well, maybe Caleb, Mr. Caleb could adopt him as well. And that mommy and daddy could maybe visit anytime they want, but not Ayla. She can visit, but she can't be adopted. So I thought that was a very good out of the words of babes. So we can all be adopted, all of us, even Ayla, into God's family. And it's one of the coolest families we have. Not one of, it is the. We can say that very definitively. And God wants all his children to be with him. So, transitioning a little bit from here, I'm going to talk about some why, a little bit about me. My name is Jared. Sorry, I didn't start with that. God made me. I'm 41 years old, and I don't know why he made me this way, but I like strange things. And I thought I'd share some strange things because the bit of me that likes a bit of science, it makes me happy when all the smart people of the world get confounded. You know what that means, confounded? So in and of itself, if you don't know what it means, it's kind of the answer. It means they just don't know what's happening. And that makes me happy because I feel I don't know what's happening quite a bit. And that's okay. God made me that way. So I'd like to talk about a little bit of astrophysics. Does that sound fun? It seems like very appropriate for a kids' meeting, right? Y'all budding astrophysicists. But kind of interestingly, about 30 years ago, you know, way before any of you were born, barely before I was born, barely, I'm trying, maybe grouping with the wrong crowd myself, but there was a particle. They measured it up in Utah somewhere, and does anybody know what a ping pong table is? Maybe yes? Nice. Is it fun to play on? Is it about the size of, I don't know, 4 feet wide, about yay long? Yeah, so they took a bunch of ping pong tables and they put them out in the desert. Isn't that a little bit strange? Why you put ping pong tables in the desert? That's silly. They're trying to measure particles. And they found one 30 years ago that was super, super exciting. And this exciting particle, it's called a neutron. It came from somewhere else. They don't know where it came from. But it was super, super powerful. And by super powerful, we'll get into that part. But they call it the oh my God particle. It's that, oh my goodness, what is that? Well, they did it that way. They weren't Christians per se, I don't believe. But they thought it was mysterious. You want to know what mysterious is? It's kind of some mystery. Maybe you don't. Yeah, go ahead. Do you know mysterious? Nice. He said it means that you want to investigate it. Yes, mysterious and powerful. Anybody know what powerful means? Anybody? Yeah, go ahead.
That it usually has lots of power.
Powerful means it has lots of power. That is true. So powerful. So this, think of a neutron. The neutron is tiny, tiny, tiny. This is one of the smaller things in an atom. And since you all know about atoms, I'm sure, think of it like something that you can't see. Almost nobody can see with the naked eye. It's tiny, tiny. And think that you could take 1 million of them and put them on the top of this little pencil. So million, that's a big number, right? 10 is a big number, but take that and keep on going with it, you get massive numbers. So think of this one little particle. It's one little particle. We're going to make up some units of measurement. We'll call it joules. And I said, I don't care about joules. Let's try, though. This will be kind of fun. So this one particle had 40 joules of energy in it. So people say, I don't care about that. I need 3 volunteers. Can I get 3? 3? Oh, my goodness. We'll go with you here and stand right here. And you... Here, yeah, you. Come up here. Sorry, I don't know names. You there in red and one from over here. You there on name. Sure. Okay. Yeah, so stand right here with me. Just need 3. We'll get to everybody else later, I'm sure. Okay. So line up here. It's an easy thing. You can stand by me. We need to do 40 joules. You got it? 40 joules? It's like, oh my goodness, what's a joule? All you have to do is stamp your foot. Can you do that? We'll go at the same time. 1, 2, 3. Boom. So that's approximately, let's see, how old are you?
10.
10?
8.
8. Shoot, I did it for an average of 7. With a 7-year-old, it's 12 joules each foot stamp. You got that? 12 joules. So this is one particle. Boom. There it goes. So the interesting part here is it's not a whole lot of energy, right? Just a little bit. But let's think. On the tip of this, we could put 1 million. 1 million particles. So, let's scale it up. Let's make everybody awkward if we could. Okay. Go to actually stand in front of your seats. Everybody up. All the kids. And everybody else, please. Let's go. Okay. So let's scale this up to 1 million, alright? So 1 million. So what we need to do, we need 2 foot stomps from everybody. Can you do that? All right, we'll go 3, 2, 1. We'll go stomp, stomp. You kind of jumped the gun, but let's try it again. 3, 2, 1, stomp, stomp. Okay, was that a lot or a little? Was that a lot of stomps?
Yeah,
that was a lot of stomps? Okay, so let's keep on doing math because we can do math. So we need to do that every second all the way till tomorrow midnight. And that would be how much is on the tip of the pencil. Thank you. You can all sit down and appreciate it. But that gives an idea of how powerful that is. So think of it. If you stomp in here, everybody, all the meeting people, 27.2 hours, I think is what it turned out to be. Does that seem like a little more energy? A little bit? Except it fits on the tip of this little pencil. Weird, right? So that's kind of the goal here. On Earth, we can take 2 little neutrons, this particle you've never heard about that now you have, neutrons. Remember, they're fun. You can take this and it came from somewhere in outer space, not too far. But the cool thing is they have no idea where it came from. And let me focus that a little bit. Has anybody seen how a gun works? You kind of aim it, it points, and then it hits something. So if you were there, you're pointing up here, you shot it, you could look at what happened and like follow back to where you are. And so this little particle that they say had to come from somewhere, it did come from somewhere. And the name of this place is called, I forgot the name, so I need to read it real quick. And my notes aren't super good. The local void. So we're going to do some more big little words. Anybody know what void means? Yeah, go ahead. It says it means it goes on forever. Yes, it can. Can we get another definition as well? A big black pit. Yes, that's pretty good, pretty good. A void means there's nothing there. Nothing at all. So they have something getting created, moving somehow, hitting Earth from the void. All these very smart scientists, they're like, hey, we don't know what's happening there. That makes me happy. Because in the confounding things of the world or science or anything else, God is there. It's very cool. Because you can always have somebody to look to and for the very confounding things, whether it's in your life or elsewhere. God is always there. So, that's one confounding thing. And as I figured, it took about 15 minutes, so I needed one more confounding thing. And for that, we'll see if I get confounded or not. So, let's open up the box. About 3 years ago, I was in Vancouver, and I saw a fellow who actually did this and confounded me as a in my 30s person, and I thought I'd share it with you. And for a little precursor, if I pour this water on the ground, what would happen? Anybody? Yeah, go ahead. You said what would get wet? The carpet would get wet. It's true. Anything else? Just wet, right? Yeah. It would soak into the carpet. Yeah, all these things. It's just regular water. You pour it, things get wet. That's why I thought this was kind of confounding. We'll see what's in there. Side note, I can make a Schrodinger cat reference because I don't know if this will work in here. We'll see how it goes. So we got here a couple of floaties. That might work. We'll see. So we got liquids and we got a couple of batches because my faith is limited. There you go. Three batches. It's kind of water. Does it kind of look watery? I mean, minus the coverings I did. Let's see how it goes. It kind of looks like glue. All right. Thanks, Azure. I can count on you constantly for something. Oof. I'm not sure why that's cloudy, but we'll see how that goes. All right. So we got three liquids here. Here we go. All right. Can you guys see that okay? I'm sorry. Actually, kids, you can just swarm the table. It's okay. Because nobody else can see anything anyway. Sorry, everybody else. It's about the kids. So, here we go. Let's see. Do you see anything in those containers?
Water.
So it's kind of water. So let's see what we can do with it. And for you guys out there, it's called sodium acetate trihydrate. I'm not a chemist. I was horrible in chemistry. But it's kind of fun. Hey, let's try this one real quick. So we're going to pour it and see what happens. Yeah, you guys really can't see this. Let's see.
Whoa.
See a little bit? Nice. It worked. Hold on again. So let's keep on pouring it. And maybe we'll get it big enough so other people can see it. Whoa, it went too fast. So what's happening is we're pouring a liquid and it's turning into a pile of whiteness. Here, look, maybe we hold it up for... let's do some more. Whoa, I spilled some things. It got wet. You see how it works? You pour it, turns into solid. Let's see, that one's not doing it. That's not great. Here, let's try this one. Tick, tick, tick. There you go. Get some solid. So it's kind of like water, but not, right? It's pouring into a big old stack of white.
So you pour it on this?
Let's try to get it big enough so somebody else might be able to see. And for, you know, all those in the audience that aren't kids, you'll have to see this later. There you go. We'll make it big enough. Alright, there you go.
That kind of looks like a volcano.
Kind of like a volcano. Alright, let's let other people see now. So, this is one of those things, it's a known quantity, but you can see it happen. So maybe
like
this.
A person covered in snow.
A person covered in snow. Yes, it kind of looks like that. But here we are. We can pour up a stack that might even stay stacked. So this is one of those things that confounded me. It's actually a super cooled liquid, basically, that consolidates. And it turns out it's what's used in vinegar chips. Just random facts for you guys. There we go. Oh no! Fell over. That happens. But the takeaway message here is that if something's confounding, God is there. If something isn't confounding, God is still there. It's just about the next steps. So the next steps is back to what the verse said. Next step is, how do you get inducted in God's family? But that's one of those, you just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's true. I forgot to mention that part. It's also very hot. So once that changes, it adds some heat to the mix. Whew. It's hot. Alright, thanks guys. We can sit down real quick and then we will... What is on my notes? God is there too. I also want to say one of my favorite verses, alright? Alright, can you sit down real quick? We can come back after, alright? That's perfect. You too, Asher. It's in Matthew 11:25. And as a kid and as a child of God myself, I like this verse. It says, Matthew 11:25, and part of the way through it says, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from wise and prudent men and hath revealed them unto babes. So you guys and me, we're all kind of babes. There's a lot of things I don't know. There's a lot of things you guys don't know. But God chooses to reveal himself and things every day to you guys, and that might just befuddle older people. And that's okay. The takeaway is God is always there. So I also know that kids have an attention span of about 20 minutes, because that's what I still have my attention span of too. And I think we should sing one more song and then close the meeting. Does that sound good? Yeah, go ahead. Number one. And thank you guys for participating. It's been great. If somebody could raise a tune to number one, that'd be great. Seems like you guys have almost been persuaded. But yeah, let's pray real quick and we can poke at things after if you like. Our God and Father, we thank you for this time to maybe befuddle those of us who look into the odd things of creation. Thank you for giving us things to look at. Just all over the cosmos, including here, including places we don't even know about. Thank you for curious kids. Help them to be curious for you and not be almost persuaded. Persuade them all. Thank you for the time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.